This is The World. I'm Lisa Mullins. For today's musical closer, we're going to Elmhurst, New York, to listen to some truly international sounds. Why Elmhurst? Because this queen suburb is, according to National Geographic, the most diverse neighborhood in the United States. In the first half of this decade, nearly 13,000 immigrants from 123 countries moved here. And as The World's Marco Werman tells us in the first of two reports from Elmhurst, the immigrants are finding a bit of the old country in the record stores of their new home.
69th Street will be the next stop. Step in, please. Thank you.
Other than the subway announcer, few people converse in English on the number 7 train that runs along the L above Roosevelt Avenue. The stops it makes comprise a virtual United Nations of immigrants who move to the communities that lie below the L. 86th Street is Mexico, Colombia, and Central America. Main Street in Flushing, the last stop on the 7, is South Korea and China. Today, though, on our musical tour of Elmhurst, we begin at the Indian and Pakistani edge of the neighborhood.
This is 74th Street, and it's become, over the last 25 years, the largest Indian and other South Asian shopping center, really, in the United States.
Our guide, Roger Sanjek, teaches anthropology at Queens College, and his book, The Future of Us All, is all about race and politics in Queens, including this South Asian neighborhood in Elmhurst.
There are probably 120 stores along 3 or 4 blocks, restaurants, sari shops, jewelry stores, an Indian movie theater, which has opened in the last few years. But you'll see Pakistani, Bangladesh, as well as Indian signs and stores. There's no Little India in a residential sense, but yet this is a central place for people to come shopping, especially on the weekends.
Among the many shops along the ethnic pockets on Roosevelt Avenue, 3 types stand out. And they all cater to the needs of immigrants to stay connected emotionally with their homeland. Restaurants and food stores, calling offices where you can buy country-specific calling cards, and record stores.
We sell all the Indian music, that's Indian classicals and Punjabi music, and we also sell music from the Bangladesh also, that's Bengali CDs and audio cassettes and all that.
One of the shops on 74th Street is Bollywood Music, named after India's famous Bombay Hollywood. Jaswer Singh Suni is its owner.
It's not my main motive for the profit. My main motive is to entertain the people.
Singh Suni arrived in America just last August. He opened Bollywood Music 2 months ago, and Singh Suni's big selection of recordings from the Indian subcontinent has already attracted a strong following.
Everybody come from the Virginia, Washington, Chicago to come to buy the cassettes from my store.
What about the kids who are, you know, Indian, Pakistani kids who are born here in the United States? Are they looking for this kind of music as well, or are they looking for more American music?
No, we have also music for them also. They like the lyrics from India, but music remixed in the United States. So they like the Western music and lyrics from the India.
Do you have an example of that music that's been remixed in the United States?
Yeah, we have.
Can you show me?
Yeah, definitely, I'll show you.
Jaswer Singh Suni pulled out a CD called DSNY. Yes, to be confused with DKNY, the popular American design label. But DSNY stands for the remixing team of Desi Sounds of New York. Several teenagers were in Bollywood Music searching for posters of their favorite Indian movie singing stars. Other customers were older, looking for Pakistani devotional singers. It's standard shopping traffic on a Saturday morning in Elmhurst. But Roger Sanjek of Queens College says it wasn't always this way.
This area was 98% white in 1960, and today the whites are probably less than 18%.
The turning point, Sanjek says, was 1965, when legislation permitted higher rates of immigration. That's when newcomers started arriving in Elmhurst, replacing the whites who were heading to the outlying suburbs.
There was a lot of real estate open here, and people found they could get apartments and buy houses. The subway transportation into the rest of the city, into Manhattan, is fantastic. There are more subway stops than in any other neighborhood in Queens. The other thing that happened was there's a large city hospital here, and in 1965, Medicare and Medicaid also expanded access to health care, and hospitals were hiring with this new source of payment. So health personnel, from doctors to orderlies at every level, from the Philippines, from Middle East, from India, from Argentina, Latin America, Korea, moved to Elmhurst, and as they settled down through family reunification, they sent for relatives, and all of these different streams of immigration were really established in the 60s and early 70s and have just continued ever since.
Back at Bollywood Music, 18-year-old Kamel Qureshi, whose parents are Pakistani, was in New York, attending a national conference on Islam. She's been getting back to her roots lately, she says, and was shopping for what she called oldies.
Well, most of the songs that I tend to like are the older songs, because Urdu's poetry is so beautiful. It's so much better than English poetry, and the older songs are really poetic, and the newer songs are a little flakier, you know? It's more like, I love you, you love me, that kind of stuff.
Who's your favorite artist at the moment?
Still Lata Mangeshkar. She's still the best. She's always going to be the best.
It was surprising, even for someone who knows Elmhurst as well as Roger Sanjak, to see young Indians and Pakistanis searching for CDs by the likes of Lata Mangeshkar.
You see lots of teenagers and people in their 20s here early in the morning before the crowds have even started. So it's pretty clear that music continues to be very important to these second-generation American-born Indians and Pakistanis and South Asians in defining their sense of identity of who they are. And they're smiling about it. You know, they're really enjoying themselves as they see music they know or listen to what's being played.
If you get back on the number 7 train at 74th Street and go one stop, you leave the South Asian neighborhood of Elmhurst and arrive at the heart of the Colombian and Mexican community. CDs by Lata Mangeshkar are virtually impossible to find there. But that's where Roger Sanjak and I are going tomorrow. For The World, I'm Marco Werman.
Indian soprano Lata Mangeshkar brings this edition of The World to a close. Our coverage of immigration issues is funded by a grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. In Boston, our team includes Patrick Cox, Catherine Griffin, Valerie Gunderson, Anu Pollan, and Chris Wolfe. Our London team includes Mary Louise Kelly, Rosie Bartlett, and Kim Turney. In our BBC newsroom are Jessica Hottinger and Lillian Zack. Don't forget to join us online at www.theworld.org. In Boston, I'm Lisa Mullins. Join us again tomorrow for another Spin of the World.
The World is a co-production of the BBC World Service, Public Radio International, and WGBH Boston, and is made possible in part by the PRI Program Fund, whose contributors include the Ford Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the Carnegie Corporation of New York, and the David and Lucille Packard Foundation.
PRI, Public Radio International.